Well, we're going to be talking a little bit about the work that we did in Paraguay this summer. So we'll be doing that tonight and report on the mission trip. For those of you who are visiting with us, if you wouldn't mind taking a moment to fill out that card in front of you that says Welcome Visitors. Our members know the other side is for them and they know the drill. But if you're visiting with us, if you wouldn't mind filling that out, that would help us in the work we do here. If you wouldn't mind filling that out and passing it to the center aisle, our ushers will pick that up momentarily. As you know, when we talk about mission work and the things that we do, the funds that come for these come from Mission Sunday. And this is a report on the work that we did, the mission trip we did with our youth this summer. As you see the dates there in July, the youth were there from July 3rd through July 11th. And then us as a Blackmer family stayed a little longer to do some more work in that area. So tonight, lots of pictures, and you'll get to see about the things that we're doing there in Asunción. For those of you who don't know, Asunción is the capital city of Paraguay, and Paraguay is there in the heart of South America, it's a great little-known country. It doesn't get embroiled in too much conflict, it's got minds its own business, and it's a great place to visit. So it's a great place for us to take our youth in doing this kind of work. And of course, it's been a work that we've been involved in for a long time as we continue to have a presence there. I will say this at the offset or the beginning of this lesson, that the Paraguayan brethren send their greetings to you. They have the utmost respect for this congregation and her eldership and are appreciative of all the help that we have sent their way. So to start things off, here is our group in our home. A lot of work goes into the pre and the preparation of these trips. And in this case, we met on this Sunday afternoon to talk about what was going to happen with the trip, to talk about Paraguayan culture, and as much as possible, immerse them in some habits and some practices that they'll be experiencing when they were in Paraguay. We just so happened to have a couple Paraguayans. You'll see to your right there, Pedro and Pochi. They were in Orlando visiting their daughter who recently had a baby, and so we got to have them. So we got to have actual Paraguayans with us when we were talking about Paraguay. So they fact-checked everything for us. So, and Pochi made sure that we cooked the Paraguayan food properly. So that was awesome. It was great to have them with us. So a lot goes into the prep work. Those youth that go on this trip, they apply to go on this trip. They're involved in the VBS. They're involved in a lot of things. And they have to be, of course, members of the Lord's body and active in the work here before they're allowed to go on these trips. So it was great in getting ready for this trip. Of course, you see the group as we're getting ready to leave at really early in the morning on West 3 something in the morning. So some of us didn't sleep because at that point, what's the point of sleeping? So some of us looked like we didn't sleep. So and then we are on the plane all excited. And sorry, we got some bystanders there. I don't know who those people are in back, but all excited right now as we make our way down. And here we are as we come into Paraguay. The first thing you have to do when you get off the plane and you come in, for those who was their first time there, you have to get the Paraguayan visa. And this is not something that, well, you can get it at the consulate. You have to go down to the consulate and get it in either Miami or Washington, D.C. I think California has one. But you can just go down and pay for it as you come into the country, which is easier. And so we have those who were sitting there who are tired, who already have their visa, and those who are lying getting their visa, and those who are translating for them. So anyway, it was very, very late that evening when we got there, almost now Thursday by the time we actually got in that day. And so we were met with vans to haul us to our place that we were staying. And you see the luggage there piled up. So there were many of us and lots of luggage. And you'll see many different faces throughout these pictures. So anyway, it was quite the experience. Now, where we stayed was sort of a compound that had several different homes in this compound. And so we were able to have that place near the church building. It was a very good place for us to stay. That Wednesday night, we worshiped with, I couldn't cut him out, he was in everywhere, so this will not be the last time you see that, so So we worshiped with the brethren that Wednesday night and had a Bible study. And then, of course, when saints gather together, or two or three gather together in my name, there'll be food. And so we had some food together as they welcomed us to Paraguay. And they got to practice the dos besos. You guys, you remember the dos besos? Yeah, so you guys, some of you know what that is. But when you greet, when a guy greets a woman, you kind of kiss both cheeks. When a woman greets a woman, they do the same thing. When a man greets a man, they shake hands. Because, you know, no kissing in Paraguay. So, but anyway, so they got to practice that for the first time. So that's always fun for me to watch them doing that. Because when you go into that scenario, it's rude if you don't greet somebody. It's kind of rude here if you don't greet somebody. But we kind of, you know, we understand. We're Americans, but not everybody's going to greet anybody. But there, you have to greet everybody. So they had to go around the room doing the two kisses and all that, and it was fun for me to watch them. So then the next day was Thursday, we began to pass out flyers, and here we are meeting there at the building, and our group getting ready to go out, all ready to get their game faces on to go out and pass out flyers. Now, we passed out flyers there around the Sacramento building. We handed out 1,000 flyers around them. And around this area of Asuncion, this is sort of the new downtown district is moving out this way towards the church building. Right next towards the church building is a casino. And they've been trying to buy the property that the church is on for a long time. And the church is saying, all right, if you're going to buy it, you're paying this much for it. And the casino is like, no. But the casino has been advertising that it's the best corner in Asuncion, and so the church has kind of decided that why would we move? We're in the best corner in Asuncion, so they're staying there. But around that area, you have very affluent houses. You have people who work for a consulate. You have people who are very well off around that area, and they're passing out flyers. And you have guys with shotguns on corners who are guarding these houses. They were nice. We gave them flyers too. Just because you have guns doesn't mean you don't need Jesus, right? So we gave them flyers as well. But what we told them was that the odds that the people who live in these houses coming to the Lord's church are slim. Even Jesus said so, right? But for every house, you have four or five people that work in that house. And we're hoping that they're the ones that will get the message, because they're the ones that get the mail. They're the ones that serve. And so we were giving them as much information. And so we were putting information in mailboxes and handing it to people on the street as we walked by. So it was great. And one thing about this area is that you don't see them thrown on the ground. You see people taking them and actually reading them. And I'll show you some of that a little bit later. But so we did that day. And so here you see them going to a house. It's kind of putting it in the mailbox or in a slot where somebody will pick it up as they come in the door. And then we also, the next day, since we canvassed that area pretty thoroughly and we had some left over, we began to hand them out to cars at the streets. So as they stopped, we'd go and hand them out. I found out later on that you see those buses that are stopping there. I found out later on that my daughter was jumping up on the bus and handing them out and getting off. Some things are better just to find out after the fact, right? So anyway, but we're all safe and nice, and people, it was interesting, we just got out there to start handing out flyers. I don't know why, but some guy said, hey, I want one, obviously in Spanish. And so I had to run and like give him one just before, as the light turned. He actually asked for one before we even started handing them out, which is not common here, right? So anyway, that was nice. No, he didn't show up, but he got one anyway. So, but what we were handing out was an invitation to an event, and I'll show you what that invitation looks like. And we were handing out a document that basically just said, here's what the church is. Here's what the church is. And that was the message of the event that we were advertising as well. So we see in various, here in the same corner, and we were all handing out information. We were able to go through the rest of our documents very quickly, our pamphlets very quickly. So you see, they were fine. I was right across the street from them, mom and dad. They were okay. They were in no danger whatsoever. So after that, we ate. Now, you guys know the exchange rate's a little bit better for us down there, and we always go to this place called Paulista and eat. You know, do you guys know about Tejas de Brazil down here? Okay, it's like that, but way cheaper. So we go there to eat every time just to show the other side of Paraguay. So that's them. Every night, we'd also have a devotional led by one of our young men. And in this case, Josiah was talking about why we were there. We were talking about those days' events and what took place, kind of processing the information that took place that day. What we also told them in preparation for this is to have, and we gave them some journals to write in. Write down every day the events that took place. Write down your experiences. Record the things that you were able to do. Record what your expectations are going into this and kind of how those were fulfilled or not fulfilled at the end of your trip, because you guys know that when you go on a trip like this, it's very easy to go day to day, and you know, you mix up days, you don't remember when you did what, and afterwards you forget half the stuff you experienced. And so we were able to process every day what we did, ask questions about things. If they had questions about that, I don't understand why we did this, and we get to explain what's going on. So it was great to kind of debrief every day and talk about those things when we could get them to stop laughing. They did great together. They were awesome and played and had a good time, like they were brothers and sisters and stuff. So it was good, really good group to work with. So there was a day that we had some free time. We handed out our flyers more quickly than we expected. And we took them on a jaunt outside of the city to see kind of a little more of rural Paraguay. And so this is a famous cathedral there in Arreguá, outside of Asunción. And Arreguá is famous for strawberries, so they happened to have their strawberry festival then going on. So we got to have some strawberries and then take some pictures there of the area, scenery, with Lake Ipacari in the background. So anyway, it's a very, very famous place there in Paraguay. So you got to see some of the sights while you're there. Sunday, we worshiped with our brethren, and again, the face. And so we were together with them. And Sunday, what we did, and I think this next slide has, yes. So here's the flyer that we handed out. You can obviously see what our theme was and what we talked about. But we talked about the church, and we had six lessons about the church. And while we were going through those lessons, the youth were back working with the Paraguayan youth and teaching those younger kids that were there. And so you'll see in the next few slides, I'm going to let you decide kind of what you think they're trying to teach from the lessons or from the slides I'm about to give you. But they had some things prepared and lots of candy. You guys, okay, some of you don't know this, but we had a ton of candy donated for VBS. From another, that was left over from another event here in the area. We had, I'm not kidding you, pounds and pounds and pounds of candy we took down, and we gave that all to the kids. So we had tons of kids, confined space, lots of sugar, and other kids teaching them. So what you're about to see is what ensued afterwards. But so the adults had these six lessons, and during these lessons, our youth were teaching the other youth. Of course, during one of the lessons, we actually worshipped together with them on that day. So you see, actually, Max led singing one day while we were there, and he was leading singing in tongues. Didn't know he had that. So we see worship, and so here they are with the youth in the classroom. They found the wardrobe of things to, and I don't know what lessons these are, so don't ask me, don't expect me to know what these lessons are. Ask them. But you see Josiah there reading and giving a lesson is what I assume is happening. I don't know. I have no idea. I really don't know what's happening here, but they were working with the youth. So the youth were entertained. You see also they had some crafts that they did with them as well during that time. So this particular trip was very multifaceted. We were evangelizing, passing out information, getting information out, also working with the brethren, encouraging them, and that was a big part of this as well. Another thing we did was visit different members in their homes while we were there. So a part of this, again, it's multifaceted in what we're there for. We're there to encourage, as Paul, as we read, see how the brethren are doing, and we're there to spread the gospel and help everybody to edify one another. That Sunday, so let me just, there were six lessons, and our youth were involved in teaching five of those. And then after that, a very short break, and we went over to San Lorenzo and worshiped again that afternoon. So on Sunday, Sacramento Street Congregation worships in the morning, and San Lorenzo worships in the evening, partly for the schedule for those who live in San Lorenzo, and also partly so those who are in Sacramento can come and help the congregation in San Lorenzo. Because if you don't know this or not, the San Lorenzo congregation was started by the Sacramento Street congregation. And it's the Sacramento Street congregation that's supporting their missionary that's there, a full-time missionary. They're supporting that full-time missionary. While they don't have one of their own, they have the men take turns preaching and teaching. They are supporting a full-time evangelist in the work in San Lorenzo. So they're doing a great work and with what they're doing. So we were there to encourage them that day. And so the next day, we went to this is in San Lorenzo now, and we're back here in San Lorenzo the next day, and we began to pass out flyers in that area and work with them and that congregation. And you see this here on the street, passing out flyers at a red light. Now, we divided up. We had the girls go to an intersection, and this area, San Lorenzo, is much different. Where one was much more affluent, this was not. This is the very opposite. And so we had some of the girls go to one area, a red light, and pass out flyers at the red light. And the guys walked with Eliezer, who was the missionary there in San Lorenzo, walked with him and passed out flyers in different areas and tried not to get chased by dogs, is what I understand. That's an accurate statement. So they worked in tandem that way. And you see here, these passed out information. This is a man, I don't know if you can make out from the photo, but he's reading the pamphlet that we handed to him. And so, like I said, it doesn't go to the ground, but it gets read. It gets taken and read. And so we're appreciative that at least this man knows what the church in the New Testament is supposed to look like by reading this. Hopefully they'll be inquisitive. So the next day, as we prepare for the team to leave, we want to take them into town and show them a few things. And so here we are in the new area of Asuncion. And you see that man there was one of our drivers the whole time. We had rented a van. It's cheaper for us to rent a van with a driver than it is to rent our own van and for me to drive it and pay for gas and all that. So why would I drive if somebody else could drive, right? I think you would do the same. So we did that. And so we got to talk with him about the church. He asked a lot of questions. He was obviously Catholic. Every time we passed a Catholic anything, he would cross himself. But he was at least inquisitive about what we were doing while we were there. And so as you are going, you know, you're teaching and working with people that you have contact with. And so he was excited to be with us this day as he got to share, you know, his culture as well while we were there. So he took us down. This is the downtown area. You have this essentially the White House behind there in the background, and a great picture opportunity that the Capitol has set up there for us tourists that come into the area. Of course, we've got to drink the coffee and sample the goods while you're there, and the culture. And so Miss Peggy there with us. That night before we left, the flight left, again, very early. When you get cheap flights, you get these kind of flights, right? So the flight left very early, so the youth group was over at Brittany Dye's house. Brittany Dye is some name you've heard before. She married a Paraguayan, is working there in Asuncion, her and her husband. And so they had us over to their house, so it was partly to encourage them and for us to have a place to crash while we were waiting on the plane. And so we were there together that evening, and we were grilling. So this is, anyway, that's for me. But anyway, that's... So we ate that night, and we bonded. It was cold. Are you noticing how they're dressed compared to how they're dressed today? It was cold there because we're what? On the other side of the planet, right? It's on the other side of the equator, so it was colder there. So they had to huddle. The Floridians had to huddle together. But anyway, they were great. They did great. They worked well together. Again, like I said, they hung out and played and acted beyond reproach, and so we were really appreciative of their not only their work but their example to the youth that were there. And here they are. We're sending them off, our little pollitos, as they were leaving. That means little chickens. So that was anyway. So that's what we called them the whole time. So we were sending them off in the airport as we get ready to stay a little bit longer. Here they are on their way back. Now they are in Brazil. A little more tired. And you see their plane there. Some of you know the tracker app, and you can see where the plane is at all times. Some of you parents know about that kind of stuff. So while they're there in midair leaving, we were working with parent group that we had started back when we were there. Well, not started. We continued from what Chris Fry had started, and we continued working with this group. And it was initially a marriage and family group that's kind of morphed now into a parents and kids group because they now have more kids in the group. And so we work with them, and we do that every time we're there. We stay longer so that we can go into members' homes and work with them, specific members. There are members that are struggling with specific things. There are marriages that were struggling. There were individuals who were struggling with their faith. And many things that we do that we can do just Kara and I that we can't do with pollitos following you around, right? So it was really good for us to be there and encourage the brethren and be with them in that capacity as well. I met with the men's group. The men meet, because they don't have elders there at Sacramento Street. They meet every other Sunday together before worship and talk about the things that they need to talk about for the leadership of the church. And I met with them, and they are very encouraged about the work, that's going on in Pilar. As you know, we had gone down to Pilar the year previous and worked with that area. But Enrique and Leti were not able to stay there. For work means very much longer. So they had to move back. Enrique and Leti were the members that had moved down there. They had moved down there not to be missionaries. They had moved down there to work on the ranch that they have down there, but it wasn't working, and they had to move back. But the men of the congregation decided, we're not letting that work go. We're not letting it go. We're going to continue that work. So the church is continuing to grow naturally as it needs to, as God originally planned for the church to grow. And so those men are going to keep working and trying to find somebody to go down to Pilar and work. And so maybe in the future we'll be down there with a new group of people that are working in Pilar, but they're not letting that work go. And so it's encouraging to see the mission-mindedness of those men and work alongside them in that capacity. So that's what we were able to do while we were with them a little longer. So that was the mission trip that we took this year. And I realize that this lesson is not a lesson that has been evangelistic in nature, but you see faith in action tonight. Hopefully that's what you've seen. You've seen us as a congregation sending these group of young people down there, those being sent as our missionaries. And we see that same format, that same thing being filled out in the New Testament as we read about that. So as we copy the New Testament, trying to be like that New Testament church, we do the same thing in this case. And so you see faith in action. And so tonight, if you need to put on Christ in baptism and be one of His children so that you can have your faith be in action and walk with the church and labor together here in this place, then you have a decision to make. You need to make sure that you believe first that Jesus Christ is indeed the Son of God. And you need to repent of your sins, confess Him before men, and be buried with Him in baptism, and rise to walk in newness of life, as we read in Romans chapter 6. So if you want to make that decision tonight, come now as together we stand and sing.